Well, good evening, listeners. Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on a Wednesday out of the Planet FM in Auckland studio on the 30th of October. Hard to believe, only literally 6 weeks away till Christmas, 7 weeks. You're listening to us on Saturday night in Christchurch, Kapiti Coast Sunday afternoon, Wellington Sunday night. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz, listening around New Zealand and indeed around the world. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme is always brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope you can stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you the latest news from Ireland and bits and pieces of news from New Zealand, as well as latest music. So sit back and relax and enjoy yourselves for the next hour. Here we'll go with a song that was a big hit probably about 20 years ago, The Saw Doctors, and a song called I Used to Love Her.
I have fallen for another, she can make her own way. And even if she asks me now, well, I'd let her go alone. But I used to see her up the chapel when she went to Sunday Mass. And when she'd go up to receive, I'd kneel down there and watch her pass. The glory of her. I used to love her once, long, long time ago. I used to love her, I used to love her once, long, long time ago. It's gone, all my loving is gone. Whoa, whoa, it's gone, all my loving is gone. Do you remember her collecting for concern on Christmas Eve? She was on a 40 in her fast, just water and black tea. Made an ostentatious contribution, and I winked at her to tell her I'd seduce her in the future when she's feeling looser. I used to love her, I used to love her once, long, long time ago. I used to love her, I used to love her once, long, long time ago. It's gone, all my loving is gone. So now you know the truth of it, she's no longer my obsession. A lot of thoughts and dreams I had of her would take 6 months in confession. See, I met this young one Thursday night, and she's into free expression. And her mission is to rid the world of this sinful repression. Then we had a session. I used to love her, I used to love her once. Ago. I used to love her, I used to love her once. Long, long time ago, it's gone. All my loving, whoa, whoa, it's gone. All my loving is gone. But it's gone, long, long gone. All my loving is gone, long, long gone. All my loving is gone, long, long gone. All my loving is she can make her own way home.
Yes, indeed, the lads from Tuam there, The Saw Doctors, and a song called I Used to Love Her, getting the show off to a good start tonight on kind of a mixed sort of a day here in Auckland. Blustery old wind, still not great summery weather, but I think that's coming at the weekend. And certainly last weekend, Labour weekend, was a nice weekend. Temperatures in Ireland have plummeted quite a lot. In fact, I'm just looking at the front of the Irish Times. It says temperatures will be cold with heavy rain in the afternoon. Highest temperature of 10 degrees, but there was frost in places over the weekend. And I know it's getting to the winter season over there, but certainly temperatures a week ago were about 15 degrees. To go from that down to minus 2 in certain parts of the country up around the Wicklow Mountains was a bit of a shock to the system. Okay, Britain have finally decided they're going to hold a general election. It'll be taking place on Thursday the 12th of December, the first time in almost 100 years that Britain has held a general election on in December. And obviously this will once and for all, you know, decide the fate of Brexit. So that's obviously going to be resolved. They've been given an extension. They were due to leave the European Union with or without a deal tomorrow, but they've been given an extension till March. They can leave, or till the end of January. They can leave earlier if that's agreement from Parliament that they can leave with a deal. Terrible story in the front of the Irish Times today. This is a victim impact statement of the parents, the adoptive parents of Anna Kriegel. Anna, you remember, a young girl that was adopted from Russia. She was attacked and sexually assaulted and murdered by two young boys. We don't know their identity. They were, I think, about 13, 14 at the time, boy A and boy B. The court case ran for months earlier this year. They were found guilty. But as they're both minors, the judge waited until now before he was passing the sentence, because normally if you're charged with murder in Ireland, you get a mandatory life sentence, which is about 17 years. But these boys obviously are just turned 14, maybe they're 15 now. But the mother of Anna, Geraldine Kriegel, she read out an impact statement yesterday, a pretty moving statement it was. And the judge obviously has decided just to wait until next week, early next week, next Tuesday, I think, before he hands down his sentence. I did see that one of the boy's grandparents said he was a lovely boy, you know, but, you know, when you read and see what happened, and this lovely boy, boy A, could have relieved a lot of pain and sorrow for the Kriegel family if he admitted straight away what he'd done and told his family or the police where he'd killed and left the body of young Anna Kriegel. She was found 3 days later in a disused house. And this is all in the outskirts of Dublin, out in the Leixlip area, Lucan area. So probably the two youngest boys in the history of the state will be sentenced next week. And the other horrifying story with an Irish connection is that the 39 people that were found dead, Vietnamese people that were trying to get to Britain, obviously the driver of the truck, who's from Portadown, has been charged with 39 counts of manslaughter. And the British police yesterday named two other men. In fact, they might be brothers, or anyway, they were named, coming from Northern Ireland. They had maybe Armagh and Monaghan. They want them to come forward because they believe they can help them with the investigation into this horrific incident that happened, where these 39 people that were trying to get to Britain illegally to flee. You know, they were, I was listening to a report from Vietnam where they're from last night. The average income per person in the region that they're in is about $1,500 a year. So they were doing what many Irish people did, going off to try to better themselves and their family by sending back money. And they obviously paid an awful lot of money to this smuggling gang that seems to have been very much run by an Irish group of people. And obviously, you know, the families are now waiting for word to find out if their loved one was on that container that was found in the early hours of last Wednesday morning. Okay, I think it's nice to start with a nice song after all that sad news. And Mary Black here, and Bright Blue Rose.
I skimmed across black water with it, one submerging onto the banks of an urban morning that hungers the first light much, much more than the mountains ever do. A ghost beside me goes down with ease of a dolphin and emerges unlearned, unshamed, unharmed. For she is the perfect creature, natural in every feature, and I am the geek with the all-comer stone. is the only way. Forget me nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes, to ponder his death and his life eternally. One bright blue rose outlives all those 2,000 years, and still it goes to ponder his death and his life eternally.
And Bright Blue Rose. And if you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, you remember just over a month ago I mentioned about the horrific attack on an executive working for Quinn Industrial Holdings. Kevin Lunny was abducted as he drove from the Quinn Quarries business in Fermanagh, and beaten to within an inch of his life. And tattoo type of QIH was carved into his chest during a sustained attack before he was dumped semi-naked on a County Cavan roadside. And obviously this was a huge shock to the community, but threats have been made to the directors of the Quinn Industrial Holdings company. This is a company that was owned by Sean Quinn, who was basically the godfather of that particular region, a man that set up a great concrete and sand business and then went on, had a glass business, had obviously owned a knot of hotels and golf courses. And he made a huge gamble in trying to take a big shareholding in Anglo-Irish Bank at the height of the boom in Ireland. And it backfired spectacularly, so much so that he lost over nearly $3 billion in his gamble. And, of course, his businesses started hemorrhaging and crumbling around him. And he was trying to take money out of his insurance business to fund other loans and commitments he had. So the government obviously weren't prepared to let his businesses crumble. So they went in, took over. And Quinn was ousted, and he ended up spending a small time in jail because he wouldn't cooperate with the government and NAMA over where he had money hidden and other offshore events. But anyway, to cut a long story short, he was never happy that five men that he started off their careers were working now for a multinational fund in America that owned the profitable part of his business that was employing upwards of 800 people around Fermanagh. He was in as a consultant. He certainly didn't last long there, even though he was getting £500,000 a year, huge money. And obviously provisions made to keep him on side, but he's fallen out with the owners, and the rumours are rife that he may be behind some of these incidents. He's denied it, even though the priest in Ballyconnell shocked the whole community about 3 weeks ago when he spoke from the altar, saying that these events in this region are being carried out on the orders of a mafia-like godfather. And Quinn took offence to this and certainly went to see the priest. But there's posters up all around Cavan that people are afraid to take down, saying, Quinn rightly owns this company. But anyway, yesterday, the Garda and the Prison Services of Northern Ireland received a letter, or Quinn Industrial Holdings received another letter, saying, obviously, the lessons haven't been learned. We could have killed Mr. Lunny a few weeks ago, and certainly we'll be back. And we'll do that to the executives that have been given their last warning to resign. So Minister for Justice Charlie Flanagan and Police Commissioner, both in the Prison Service in Northern Ireland and the Garda Síochána, are obviously trying to track down, trace where this letter came from. And the Quinn Industrial Holdings spokesperson said yesterday that until the Quinn Industrial spokesman said the threats were no surprise and would not stop until the paymaster behind this is brought to justice. And in fact, the rumour was that the people that did the hit on Kevin Lunny a few weeks ago were paid quite a substantial amount of money to carry out this violent act. So let's hope the police and the Prison Service in Northern Ireland can deal with this and find out the perpetrators of this horrific crime, and that if Sean Quinn has any connection to this, it's time for him to move on. He had his opportunity to work with the company and to have a salary that some people would only dream of, but he wanted to obviously take over the whole business again and run it the way he ran it before. But that's not possible when you have gone into such big debt. It's a long way from Clare to here.
There's four who share this room, and we work hard for the crack, and sleeping late on Sundays, I never get to Mass. Oh, it's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way. It gets farther by the day. It's a long to hear. When Friday comes around, Ted is only into fighting. Me ma would like a letter home, but I'm too tired for writing. Oh, it's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, and it gets farther by the day. It's a long way from Clare to here. The only time I'll write is when I'm into drinking. Sort of ease the pain of it and levels out me thinking. Oh, it's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, and it gets far. It's a long way from Clare to here. It almost breaks my heart when I think of Josephine. I told her I'd be coming home with me pockets full of green. Oh, it's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. Oh, it's a long, long way, and it gets farther by. I dream I see white horses dance upon that other ocean. Oh, it's a long, long way from Clare to here. A long way from Clare to here. It gets farther by the day. It's a long way from Clare to here.
Yes, Jim McCann there. In fact, I think Jim, the late Jim McCann, and it's a long way from Clare to here. It certainly is. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you by the support of the Hugh Green Group. And next up, we'll have the Cars. And I see one of the Cars who's been married for 18 years. Herself and her husband announced their separation at the weekend. It became public at the weekend, but it looks like they'd separated a couple of months ago. And he seems to have met up, their ex-husband, with some part of maybe the royal family in Spain or something. But anyway, that's by the by. Don't forget, you too, coming here next weekend. I know many of the listeners, darling, calling might, you two wouldn't have been in the game started when you left Ireland, but I'm sure some of your sons and daughters and grandchildren will be heading along to sold out concerts. I still think there's some tickets available, but it's the Joshua Tree Tour, and we'll have a song from that before the end of the programme tonight, but at Mount Smart Stadium in Auckland on Friday and Saturday. Yes, well, we Irish living in New Zealand had two severe blows in the last 2 weeks. Obviously, Ireland losing to the All Blacks was bad enough, but the All Blacks losing to England, that was probably worse for some of us that's been here a long time that thought the All Blacks would win. But now it's our near neighbours and arch rivals, England against South Africa in the Rugby World Cup final. But it's amazing, all the Irish people see online are back in England, more so than Wales or Scotland or even Italy, because when the vote was held 2 years ago for where the next Rugby World Cup was to be held, of course South Africa was recommended in the IRB, or all the unions went and voted, but South Africa didn't get enough votes in the first round of elections. So then in the second round of elections, France actually came through. But had Ireland received votes from their Celtic cousins that play in the same Celtic league from Italy, Wales and Scotland, the Rugby World Cup 23 would be held in Ireland. So this was a huge blow to the Blazers in Lansdowne Road. They didn't expect to be let down by their brothers in arms, so to speak, but England did vote for Ireland, but Ireland missed out. So France is where the next World Cup will be. So whether Ireland will ever get a shot, who knows? I think the next one will probably be down in South Africa or maybe even America. Right, well, I mentioned there earlier about the attack and further threats to the Quinn Group, but a local TD, Sinn Féin TD in Leitrim, Martin Kenny, woke up on Monday morning, it might have been Tuesday morning, and to find that his car had been completely burned outside his house in County Leitrim. And he was obviously outspoken. There's a possibility that a disused hotel that's going to be renovated was going to be a place for refugees and asylum seekers to be housed. And he was all in favour of this, but as was the case in Uachtaráid a few weeks ago, locals certainly, they're not against refugees coming to the area, but not big numbers. There was talks that 120 people were going to be housed here. So the family, the Kenny family, live in a quiet road in Achavass in Leitrim, 11 kilometres from Ballinamore, where the hotel was going to be refurbished. And obviously this became an issue last week, and people were saying, we don't want rubbish, and which was terrible. I heard this woman, an anonymous woman, she wouldn't give her name on radio, and she referred to refugees as rubbish. We don't want rubbish dumped in Ballinamore. So TD came out and he said, you know, that these refugees were indeed welcome. So within 48 hours, his car was burnt to cinders outside his house. He wasn't, it was the middle of the night, so there was no danger to him and his family. But it's just very disheartening to see that a country like Ireland, many Irish people, millions, have left the country and gone to other countries as refugees over the last 200 years. And while they mightn't have been welcomed at first, many have made good lives for themselves in many countries, including New Zealand. But these poor people that are fleeing really war-torn countries, you know, and to be tried to be rehoused. I think the government is probably wrong insofar as trying to put 120 people into one area with not enough facilities. Probably not the right way to go about it, but I still think people calling them rubbish is not right either. So hopefully, you know, these issues can be resolved and these poor people can be rehoused. But certainly with what's going on with the Quinn Industrial Holdings and Martin Kenny is certainly not a good look for Irish. As I mentioned, the police in England want to speak to Christopher Hughes and his brother Ronan. They're both from County Armagh. in connection with the discovery of the container with 39 bodies in Essex last week. This police believe that this is a huge, big human trafficking ring and money laundering. And they've got one man, the driver of the truck, in custody. He's charged with 39 counts of manslaughter. But let's hope to get the rest of these guys and make sure that they come before the justice system as well. Okay, we're on another song here. This time it's Gloria and One Day at a Time.
I'm only human, I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way one day. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. They're pushing and shoving and crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way one day. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Yes, well, that's certainly not Gloria, but that is the song that Gloria made famous. She was in the charts for a long time, I think over a year, with a song called One Day at a Time, but that's none other than Daniel O'Donnell. And if you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We've just ticked over the half-hour mark here. Well, like New Zealand, it was a bank holiday in Ireland, October bank holiday weekend, and it was on Sunday, the marathon was ran in Dublin. 22,500 people took part in the 40th Dublin Marathon, and obviously a lot of people running to raise money for various charities. And obviously some lovely pictures in the papers on Monday. And the weather was quite nice, as I said, over the weekend. So there's Running for Glory, 22,500 take the big day in their stride. And I think the winning time was quite a bit outside that world record time that was set a few weeks ago. Right, what else is happening? Well, obviously the Gaelic Games is getting to a conclusion now, with many county finals on, and then we'll have the provincial finals in the between the various clubs. But we go through fixtures and results from last weekend, and Gaelic Games scoreboard. And in the Leinster Club Senior Football Championship, this is the first round of obviously the county finals are well over in these counties. So you have got St. Pat's 1-14 versus Farban 2-9. So that's a win for St. Pat's. Gary Castle 15, Kilogue 6. I think the Kilogue and Ogues are Longford champions. Aeroogue, Carlow, I'm pretty sure, 4-6. Castletown 1-10. The Leinster Club Senior Football Championship. Clare Senior Football Championship final replay. St. Joseph's, Milltown 12. Kilmurry, Ilbreakan 8 points. The Senior Football Championship and final, Nemo Rangers 2-8. Duhallow 10 points. Donegal final replay, Gweedore 14 points, Neve Connell 1-11, and that's after extra time, so that's another draw there, so they'll have to go for another replay. Limerick Senior Football Championship final, Newcastle West 1-11, Oula 8 points. Meath Senior Football Championship final, Rathaut 3-15, Summerhill 2-13, and the Kildare Senior Football Championship final replay, Sarsfields 2-15, Moorfield 2-9. And in Ulster, the Ulster Club Senior Hurling Championship semi-finals, Lochneil, Derry 1-17, Middletown 8 points, Dunloy 2-23, Ballycran 11 points. And in Kilkenny, sombre mood after the final when Ballyhale Shamrocks beat James Stevens 2-21 to 1-15. But in the, a few weeks ago, one of the Ballyhale Shamrocks players died in a car crash. And after the final last year, another one of the players died. So Henry Shefflin, who's managing the team, he did encourage all the players to go out and celebrate before they play in the Leinster Club Championship round matches, because he said life's too precious, and a good win there for Ballyhale Shamrocks. And in London, the Senior Hurling Championship final, Robert Emmett's 1-25, St Gabriel's 3-17. That was after extra time, 17-9. So that's 25-3, 28. So a 2-point win there for Robert Emmett's. And Wexford Senior Hurling Championship final, St Martin's 1-15. St Anne's 1-13. So next weekend you've got the replay of the Donegal final, and I'm pretty sure you'll have a replay. Yes, Galway against Galway, Corrifin against Tuam Stars, and the Dublin Senior Football Championship final, Ballyboden St Enda's versus St Thomas Davis. So all them games are coming up this weekend. We'll have all the results for you here on the programme next week. The programme you're listening to is Ireland Calling, and here is that song by The Corrs, I Never Loved You Anyway.
Your stories, I can't believe that I endured you for as long as I did. I'm happy it's over. I'm only sorry that I didn't make the move before you. And when you go, I will remember to send a thank you note to that girl. See, she's holding you so tender. Well, I just wanna say, I never really loved you anyway. I know I didn't love you anyway. Yeah. I never really loved you anyway. I'm so glad you're moving away. While just remember to say I never really loved you anyway.
Yes, indeed, that's the Cars there, and Never Really Loved You. Any sure whether that's the song that Sharon Carr was singing to her ex-husband after 18 years of marriage ended. Her and her barrister husband, Gavin Bonner, has split after he finds love with the Spanish Queen's sister. So there you go. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. A man that started out doing a bit of busking, and Buston, Galway, in or London, and then in Ireland for a while. He's got his granny lives in Wexford. Ed Sheeran, he was down here last year. His wealth almost doubles to 197 million on the back of a world tour. So obviously doing very, very well for himself. And he was on a tour, I think, for about the best part of a year, and maybe a year and a half. And another group that I mentioned that are coming here is U2. And they're playing here on Friday week, the 8th and 9th of November. And they're promoting the album that made them famous, the Joshua Tree. And this is a song called I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, a song that I was singing when I was leaving Ireland many, many years ago. Yes, you too. And this could be the final chance you'll get to see you too if you're a fan. I'm not sure whether they'll be touring much longer. You know, I think some of the band members have indicated this might be their last tour. And they're playing at Mount Smart Stadium here in Auckland on Friday week and Saturday week. And I'm pretty sure they will, sell out the both concerts. And we'll have a song that's got a connection with New Zealand before the end of the programme tonight, One and Three Hill. But you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And hope wherever you're listening tonight, you're enjoying the programme and the music and the news. Hope everybody had a great long weekend. I know the saw snippets of news about the fish. It seemed to have gone well down in Christchurch, the dance and the music and the sport. So lots of things happening in Irish communities right around the country. And I know that the World Cup games were very successful at the Irish Club in Auckland, and I presume they're going to be showing the final there again on Saturday night, and a potluck dinner before it and everything. So if you were there for the last few weeks, sure you'll be updated later this week about the final being on. Would have been lovely if it was an All Blacks Ireland final, but that was a quarter final 2 weeks ago, which didn't go our way. And then obviously those of us living here for a long time would have liked to have seen New Zealand win, but they were certainly outthought, outsmarted and outplayed in the game against England on Saturday night. So it's now England, led by an Australian coach, Eddie Jones, and a backs coach, John Mitchell, a Kiwi, up against South Africa, whose coach cut short his 4-year contract with Munster to return home when the opportunity to coach South Africa, the Springboks, came up. And obviously, South Africa will feel they have a chance. I suppose it's 50-50. If England play like they did the other day, I doubt, South Africa will beat them. But it's very hard to play two games in a row like that, as the All Black fans can see. Having annihilated Ireland 2 weeks ago, they weren't able to back it up last week. We're just looking at another paper today, the Irish Examiner. Again, they lead, and I'm sure every paper in Ireland today leads with stories about the sentencing that's due to take place next Tuesday into the two young men, boys really, that murdered Anna Kriegel and Leixlip in May 2018. And I've been reading a bit more about this case and the what went on yesterday since the trial, and the two boys were found guilty. Of course, they both denied any involvement in the murder, but were found guilty because the evidence was stacked so much against certainly Boy A. And Boy B had helped in set up the luring Anna to this disused house. But since then, after numerous psychiatric tests have been done on the two boys, one of the boys has now admitted to a detective that he was responsible for obviously harming Anna, but he denied sexually assaulting her. But there's a big debate to go on over before sentencing, because technically speaking, if you're a young person when you've committed a crime, you can't really be put in jail. You can for a while. And in fact, most young people that do terrible crimes, not murder, obviously, they're only detained for a short time, maybe a year, year and a half, and then rehabilitated into the community. But we'll wait and see what sentence the judge hands down next week. But certainly the victim impact statement by the parents. Anna was adopted from Russia. She had her two brothers and sisters that she was due to meet this year. She'd never met. She came, which is about five. It was a happy stay. In fact, it was a bit. She was a bit younger when the family brought her to Ireland. And their dreams and plans for Anna were completely torn apart. And as they say, the pain of living without her unbearable as a result of the horrific murder of Anna in May 2018. Yes, lovely reel there called Mulvihill's Reel, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, as I mentioned earlier, you two come in here, and I'm going to play this song, One Tree Hill. It's a lovely song, and I'm going to dedicate this to a good friend that passed away 6 years ago, not far from One Tree Hill. His name was Paul Gallagher. Many people would know Paul from the Auckland area, and 6 years ago on the 2nd of November, Paul tragically died in Auckland. So Paul, to your memory, One Tree Hill, and you too. Yes, indeed, there. That's U2 and One Tree Hill. That's from the Joshua Tree album. And, of course, they're here next week. I have managed to track down and interview many famous people coming to New Zealand, musicians, politicians and comedians. But U2, not able to get an interview with them. I did try a few years ago, but maybe Bono. Somebody might be listening to the programme that knows him. He might take a call from me on the programme next week. If he does, you'll hear it here first on Ireland Calling. So that's about it for another week. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks to the Hugh Green Group for their continued support of Ireland. I look forward to being back here again next week with another edition. We'll leave you a bit of old-time waltzes here from, I think, Johnny Cardle on the trumpet. Good night, goodbye and God bless.